Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week, I want to talk about a mistake that most people are making when they are doing no contact. They think that as long as they don't contact their ex, that they're doing no contact. However, any type of reaching out on your part is no contact. And I'm going to explain through this comment that I received on one of my videos on YouTube. It says, "Hi Lucia, I need your advice. I'm doing no contact with my ex for about 2 months, and he's liking my pictures on Instagram and even commenting on some. I'm not answering the comments, I just like them." Bad. Wrong. That is breaking contact. Okay? Because you don't know why he's liking them or commenting. It's possible that he's trying to get you to respond, which in this case it worked, to see if you're still interested. He's testing the waters. So instead of calling you or texting you, he's tiptoeing in saying, "Well, let's see if she does anything." But just because he's commenting or liking photos or posts, it doesn't mean that they want to get back together, okay? Don't fall for that. Don't like the comment because you just broke no contact. And you just let your ex know that, "Hey, I'm still here waiting for you. I'm still interested. So take as long as you want to get back to me. It's okay because I'm still interested." And so if he was thinking of contacting you now, he knows you're still interested. So now he's going to, if he wants, take more time. Because after all, you just liked his comment, and that's a big sign that you're still interested. And that is actually breaking no contact, which means that every time you break no contact, you start the count over. So before you were up to 2 months, well, now you're back down to zero. It's kind of like AA, where if you didn't drink for 2 months and then you have a drink, oh, got to start back at zero. I had an ex who was liking and sometimes commenting on some of my posts. And we had been broken up for years, but I didn't respond. And he hasn't tried to call me or text me or try to get back to me. So don't assume that someone wants you back just because they pop up on social media. There could be many reasons why, but getting back isn't the only reason. So she goes, "Should I respond to him or wait for a real text?" Yeah, that's right. Wait for a real text and not just a comment. Yeah, that's a lazy way of trying to get back in, which means he's not that interested. Because if he was, if he missed you, if he couldn't live without you, he would be contacting you. A real text, a real phone call, not a fake one on social media, okay? So I just wanted to put that out there because I realized that a lot of people are making this mistake. They're doing no contact and then they like a comment and they don't realize that they're breaking no contact. So don't do it. If you'd like more help with this or you're interested in private coaching with me, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. If you're listening on YouTube, please subscribe. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.